entitled The Joy of Answered Prayer. The Joy of Answered Prayer. Does it bring joy to your heart when you pray to God and He answered your prayer? And you knew that it was a prayer that you prayed and you got your answer. And your answer was yes. Huh? Don't that bless your heart? And it's nothing like praying for somebody else. You know, someone share with you what they're going through, or what they're up against, or what they're facing. And they take you in confidence and say, look, pray for me. I'm going through this. I'm up against this. And I really need you to pray for me, because if God doesn't intervene, I have no idea what's going to happen to me, no matter what the situation may be. And you're serious about interceding for that person. So therefore, you go before God in an intimate way with your relationship you have with God. And all of a sudden, that person ring you back up, say, "Woo! Thank God. God have answered my prayer." See, then you feel that you have been a part. You was a partaker of that petition, and God answered that prayer. Let me tell you something. When we get our answer to our prayer, we don't care whether God has answered our prayer or the intercessor prayer, as long as that prayer is answered. You know, sometimes I believe God will answer prayer when you are diligently praying for someone, seriously praying for someone on their behalf, standing in the gap. A lot of time, it is to encourage you who are praying. And I'm telling you something, it's a good thing to come back and tell folk about how God answered your prayer. It should really move you. And that brings me to our message, The Joy of Answered Prayer. I want to look at Psalms. And we can see here, this was the what was going on with David, I believe, that with this song and the dedication of his house, you see, the first thing we're going to look at is his personal remembrance. His personal remembrance. You know, a lot of times you can be doing something else, got another event going on, and all of a sudden you remember how good God has been to you. It's not that you don't want to participate, not that you're not going to do your thing, whatever that event is going on in your life, but sometimes it hits you hard other times how good God has been to you. He says, I will extol you, O Lord, for you have lifted me up. You know, when you have really been down, whether it's in a sickness, a financial situation, or a mental situation, or whatever the stress or the circumstance have put on you, you find yourself a little down. And when you remember those times in those valleys when you were down, and you remember how it hurt you, how it affect you, how it bothers you. But I'll tell you something, you also should remember how God lifted you up out of that. You see, special to God When you come back and praise him, lift his name up because of something, you recognize that he was the ultimate one that performed the task. I don't care if you have the best doctors in the world, the best medicine in the world, the best therapist in the world. The ultimate healer is God. And it's something about God. He likes it. He loves it when you come back and say, I'm going to lift his name up. Now, I know we're going to dedicate this house and all of that, but you know, it's something when the curtains of my memory are rolled back and I can see where God has brought me from. Let me tell you something. If you're still living, you're still going somewhere. God is still bringing you. He's still moving you. So let me tell you, you may not be where you want to be today, but you start praising God from where he brought you from. You see, sometimes God needs to remind us, I start you over. I give you another chance, another opportunity. Let me tell you something. Every day we receive is another opportunity. I may have failed God yesterday, but look what, I'm still living today, and the mercies and his compassion are not failing. And I have this day because of knowing that I don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God, my life, my living is because he spoke it. So I need to know. I don't have to dig too deep to know I need to praise him. You don't have to shake me and move me and pull me into praising him, because you don't know what God have done for me. I don't know what God have done for you. But God wants those whom he blessed to say so. David said, I will do this. This is an individual thing. This is personal because God did it for me. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, God did it for me. You don't know how sick I've been. I've been sick sometimes. I couldn't come to church. Wanted to be there, but couldn't abide it. Allow me to be there. But guess what? I'm here today. I'm in the house of God, worship my God. So when you talk about God, I'm with you, Pastor. I'm with you because he's been mighty good to me. He's been better to me than you have. Now, I'm not putting you down. It's just God has a quality that can't be compared with nobody. The best you could do, it ain't going to be like God. Nobody going to do you like God. So you know and I know it could have been you. It should have been you. It may have been you. But God, but for the grace of God, you are here today. Don't let David praise him by himself. It's one thing if God gave all the blessings to David, but God is still blessing right now. You done had some answers to prayer. Some of y'all got jobs that you prayed for those jobs and God gave them to you. Some have spouses. You prayed for those spouses and God gave them to you. Some of y'all are praying now for opportunities and healing and relationships and your children, your grandchildren. You know, you're keeping them before God. But I'm telling you something. You remember when he healed those 10 lepers? So I know what I'm talking about, y'all. So you say, oh yeah, but God is healing and all that. Yeah, but God wants you to come back and get some thanks. See, only one returned and gave him some glory. Hallelujah! Now, how do I know God wants me to return? He said, didn't I heal 10? Now, we know he knows everything. He knew he healed 10. But what he was saying, where are the 9? See, all God have done for us personally, Don't you be a part of the nine. You be the one that come back. And don't look at somebody else if they don't want to say it. And I'm going to show you something in this song. I mean, it's just familiar stuff, but then you go back over, you see some things. You see him speaking individually. But then you're going to see him bring the group in. Let me tell you something. When you need to bring the group in, I know sometimes we got to drag some folk in. Ah! And I believe you got to drag some in sometimes, because sometimes they don't know God. It's not just calling on the individual. He wants the group of saints. Now, we ain't talking about no ain'ts now. Huh? Man, man, man. So when you are saint, and it's like, come on, praise God with me. You say, well, that's automatic because of who I am. See, there are some things, because of who you are, you should perform before God. I think sometimes we don't put the two together. We know who we are theologically, but when it comes to participating or emotionally, we don't know who we are. But even when we see, there are some things they're calling on the saints to do, he won't call on a sinner to do. Now, if he's going to call on me because he have separated me in Christ Jesus, you see, I'm his. And when I understand my purpose, you don't even come to worship with the same attitude no more. See what I'm saying? God, when God will restart you, you ain't got to stay the same way. Let me tell you something. A lot of times we become so selfish in our praise because we think it's all about us. Sometimes, my brothers and sisters, it's your brother or your sister need your corporate praise. Huh? Sometimes they have a burden on them. It's called one of them to share, not for them to carry. And sometimes you've been a helper of lifting that burden off of them is helping them praise the Lord. Now, when I understand that, that should clear my spiritual sinus that I can, okay, God, whatever you need me to do, make me aware. If you make me aware of it, God, I have no problem of performing, because I'm not doing it in my strength or my energy, but that of the Lord. My. I love to see, as we grow in the Word of God, grow in God, our love for him grow, and then we move out of our comfort zone. Because you begin to understand what's going on. Let me move on a little bit here, because this is good to me. Okay, let me get back here to the Word of God. He says, you have lifted me up. Have you been lifted up by the Lord over the years that you've known him? Have you been down and going through something about to run you crazy? And it seemed like out of nowhere, you get some fresh spiritual breeze. You don't feel the same way no more. Not that the situation have changed, but you have changed. He said, and have not let my foes rejoice over me. He said, you didn't do it, but let me go on. He said, oh Lord, my God, I cry out to you and you healed me. Don't know the greatness of the sickness that he had, but he was at death's door. Bad situation. He says, but I cried out to God. Sometimes you can be in situations only God can deliver the way and how he want to do it. But some things God leaves in his own hand. Sometimes God permit others to participate. And sometimes God just straight up do it on his own. He said, and you healed me. Oh, Lord, oh, Jehovah Yahweh, the covenant-keeping God in all caps, you brought my soul up from the grave. I mean, I was so close to Sheol. I was so close. I was there. I didn't know how many more minutes that I had. But God, you brought me up. You see, sometimes when you realize who brought you up out of your situation, out of your circumstances, you should go on automatic praise. See, sometimes it may be you don't know who brought you up. You think you brought yourself up. You grab your bootstraps and pull yourself up. I mean, we'll tell the truth about it. I mean, God, look at all that I got going on. If you got anything going on, God gave you the brain. God gave you the physical strength. God gave you favor. And you got to know that. If not, you'll be trapped in prosperity and don't know how you got there. Credit in yourself, the energy of your flesh. And therefore, there's no need to praise God. Because I did this with my intellect, my skills. I know why you couldn't do it. You don't have the skill. If you got some skill, where you get them from? Where'd you get them from? See, God gives life. God gave you your DNA. David said, I just want to praise him. And I'm not praising him for nothing. That's my sister over there, my baby sister. I'm the baby, but I'm calling her my baby sister because I got to keep Jean as the big sister because she's the oldest. But I was with her daughter last. Her and her husband stopped by the house, and they're a big Mercedes special built thing. I said, no, she, you know. So I went. They brought some cakes and things for the church. And I sat out there and talked with him for a while because my son had taken my wife to store with him. So that gave me a chance to sit in there and wait for him to get back. But he was telling me that she's been out longer out of the hospital than she's been in quite a while. Because if you know the situation, she's in and out of the hospital. And so I'm sitting there rejoicing. We are talking. And then I always say something to make her just turn her ticker box over. She just started laughing. I said, girl, I don't want to hurt you. He said, but Uncle, the way you say things, you just make me just laugh. And a part of me, I wanted to make her laugh, to make her happy, but she just fall out, and we just have a good time. And then I'm trying to get away. She said, no. Go ahead on. Keep on. And what I'm saying, I am rejoicing because this girl have been close to death multiple times. And with all of the things that's going on in her body, and knowing that she'd been out of the hospital long, she'd been in a long time, and seeing how her husband is a caregiver and the things that he's doing for her, they are younger than me. I said, man, I'm impressed with you. Now, I can rejoice because I know who's sustaining her. Huh? Praise God for the medicine. Praise God for the training that her husband have that he can do some things home now. But I know It's the words that proceed out of the mouth of my God that's keeping my niece alive. You see, when we talk about come on, praise God with me, it's never for naught. You should know enough about him. You should have enough stored away in your memories about the goodness of God. That when you heard somebody say praise and with me, you already there. But when you can't muster up nothing he done, you can't think about nothing God have done, it's hard. Y'all go ahead. I mean, if he did it, praise him. Okay, he don't need all that. Wait a minute. Suppose he said you didn't need them healings. You didn't need them shackles off of you that I set you free in some areas of your life. Let me move on. Let me get on down here. Who he say healed him? You healed me. He said, oh Lord, you brought my soul up from the grave. You kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. He said, but you know, God, that's my individual praise and thanksgiving toward you. But you know what? I just don't want to do this because there are other folk that know something about the goodness of God. Huh? See, there's some people, you know, a lot of times I give people opportunity. I just give me two over here, two over there, because I don't want to be all day give you testimony. But I know if we cut loose folk give the testimony, everybody could give a testimony about the goodness of God. Am I right about it? And sometimes folks just give away, says, okay, I'm not gonna say anything, let somebody else go. But I'm not saying anything, but I could. But look here now, this when he go at the group, he says, sing praise to the Lord. Watch this now, you saints. You see the S on that? Wait a minute, you got no business to tell me, you praise him. You praise him. That's your thing. Ain't that I don't praise him? You ain't gonna tell me to praise him. Well, he was telling them to praise him. You see the grammar here? That ain't in the Bible telling nobody to praise the Lord. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And let me tell you something. Part of it is, I already know you got something to praise him for. I'm not guessing. And I'm not asking the unsaved to do it. I'm asking those who know the grace, the mercy. Knowing you've been selected before the foundation of the world to be saved with all the nastiness we done done. Huh? And you know it's by grace. God's grace. He says, saints, those who've been sanctified, set apart. Don't you know if you are a saint, you are set apart to praise God? Ain't nobody telling you nothing out of Bible. Saints, there are some blessings when we start praising God. The psalmist understood because he was a man after God's heart. He understood that there are certain things God appreciates. See, you can't pay God no money. Huh? He don't need no money. He owns it all. The cattle's on a thousand hills, the cattle, the grass, the bugs, the air. The hill itself. You don't get no richer than God. I don't. But you know what? It's something about when you call his name and tell the story while you're praising him. I once was blind, but now I see. I once was lost, but now I'm found.
I wouldn't go to church. I didn't find God. God found me. I was lost. God said, I'm going to get that rascal. He think because he don't go to church, I'm going to the air station. He will go to work. He'll go to work now. A good worker. So I'm going to get Rick at work. You know, and I know God capture us at a lot of places, and a lot of times we won't at church. And I don't know about you. I could praise him, Danny, just for that. Because if you're the only saving folk that went to church, oh my God, how many of us? Come on now. See, I can't say he saved me because I was raised in church. Like Brother Newby said, at 8 he got saved. No, I didn't get saved at 8. Huh? I was about 29 or 30, right in that area. Huh? No. Because like I said, I knew when I got saved because I knew when I won't say. Now, y'all heard me say that a lot. Y'all going to catch it after a while. See, a lot of people don't know when they got saved, whether they were saved or not, because you don't never know when you won't say. Going to church don't make you saved. I knew I won't say. God came down at the air station. God, I ain't down here for no church. I've been not going to church. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with it if you want to go, but that just ain't my thing. I'm a pretty good person, a bad person, but that just wasn't what I did. God said, nah, that ain't what you are doing right now. And that's good. See, because I don't want you to be phony. See, you don't go, you don't want to go, but when I get a hold of your heart, you're going to rent the church. You can go knock on Calvary's door by yourself. If this where Harold go, can I come in here, y'all? I don't know all the proper adequacy of church. And when I went and joined, I ain't been out since. Don't miss no time off. And ain't that got nothing to do with me being a pastor before I became a pastor. So they just called me a little missionary, me and my wife. Now, so you tell me, well, God, you could have left me out there. I'm not in church. He said, I ain't worried about all that. I want you in Christ. See, if I truly get you in Christ, I ain't worried about getting you in the building. Because there's some in the building I'm still trying to get in Christ. And guess what? I'm gonna get you in Christ. I'm gonna get you in church. And I'm gonna use you to get other folk in Christ because you're gonna preach the gospel. And I don't want you just preaching for a day or two. I want you to dedicate your life. I want the rest of your life. So I'm going to pick you up about 29 and a half at 30. I'm going to pick you up, but I don't want you to back away from it. Now I'm 67. I ain't backed away from it. No. So I'm not telling you what I think. I'm telling you what I experienced. Why don't you, if you're a saint, why don't you praise him with me? What hinders you? Like the Ethiopian unit. What hinders that? There's the water. What hinders you? There's the word. You are a saint. Am I calling you out your name, asking you to praise with me? I just want to give you some things to think about. Because I'm going to tell you something. We should not be unteachable. It's a danger to get locked in some way. There's some things, oh Lord, I never thought of it that way. And I'm gonna check things out. I'm gonna search the scripture. But when I see, when I don't have to search it, I see that it's right. Now, I don't mind changing. I have not arrived. Let me move on. He says, sing praises to the Lord, you who? Saints. Watch this now. Of his. Huh? See, you belong to him. Watch this now. And
saints, watch this, at the remembrance of his holy name. What am I? Okay, I'm a saint. I qualify. Right now, I'm in my own zone. And I just don't. Remember his name. See, his name has meaning. His name has significance. Huh? The names, Jehovah, Yahweh, and all these things from Jehovah's and peace and your shield, your banner, and all these kind of things. But not only that, his name has meaning to you personally. Come on, somebody. Come on, some saints. Give me one saint. Somebody's a saint in here. Y'all ain't fooling me. I got some saints in the house. He tell them, remember his holy name. And that should jumpstart your praise. But one of the things is, Brother Rona, is how we remember his name. See, if you remember his name the wrong way, it don't jumpstart nothing. See, remembering God's name automatically means you should remember the benefits we receive from him. One of the benefits, I'm a saint and I'm his. Okay, let me move on because, okay. And give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment. Watch this now. His favor is for life. I don't know about you. I got favor. See, I have eternal life. Ever. My sheep heard my voice and they follow me. And I give unto them everlasting life. See, I'm a saint with favor. I was chosen to be a saint. He picked me. Now, if you don't understand this right, you think I'm being arrogant. No, I'm being biblical. I'm being biblical. It's called the doctrine of election. So when I just think about his holy name, what it means, what it entails, then how you cannot praise him. You know, sometimes with our misery, with our hurt and our pain, some of the healing is in praising. Some of the healing is in praising the Lord. Anybody with me in the house? Do I have anybody with me? Anybody understanding any of this? See, let me tell you something. Your God and my God is not a fair weather God. He's the God in the valley. He's the God in the storm. Where you go, he go. I'll never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. And I let you know that it will give you confidence and boldness to say, what can man do unto me when my God is my helper? You know, a lot of times we blame God for a lot of things going on in our lives, and a lot of times it's not God. God is available and ready. It's us. We don't believe it. If you don't believe it, you ain't going to call on him. Some not going to believe that praise is going to help you, so you ain't going to do it. But what you do, you believe that helped you, that's why you do it. Woo! Come on, Pastor. You ain't getting no amens, Pastor. I see why them guys say, come on, pew, praise. Why do I say that? That chair can't praise nobody. But it feels. Let me move on. Stop meddling, Ricks. Okay, what did I end up at? Okay. He says, for his anger is, Lord, thank God for that. For his anger is but for a moment. His favor, that's why I got hung up on that favor. His favor is for life. Let's say it together, saints. His favor is for what? Life. Weeping may endure for a night. I'm in my night season. Therefore, I'm weeping. I need a word from God. I need some help like David received from God. Because the heavy burden load is carrying me lower, lower, and lower. Where is my God? I'm in the night season of my life. God said, here's a word, it ain't going to endure forever. Saints, it cannot endure forever because you got favor for life. Y'all ain't with me. See, you can draw back on what we just read and put it together. See, a lot of times that we blaming God because we don't understand how to use the word of God. And when God, see, the word of God reveals to us the mind of God. And when you are a saint, you house the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit wrote the Bible as Peter. Do you know what that means? He wrote the Bible. He had to fill me to preach the Bible. And it's his word. And his people. That's his word, but I'm his people. His word is sanctified. I'm sanctified. That's why they call me a saint. See, they don't call you a saint. There's no saint that's not positionally sanctified. Progressively, that's another story. But you are sanctified. You can't be called no saint. What do you think the word means? Oh, y'all ain't gonna help me. Anybody confused? Am I confusing anybody? Because I don't want to do that. I'm not? Okay. Weeping may endure for a night. You know, that night, that weeping is going on, that night season, yeah, you see some terrible stuff at night. You go, see, like everything is worse at night. Do it seem like that way to you? Like you can't wait till the morning comes. You know, daylight. Watch this. But joy comes in the morning. You see, David said, I was so sick, I thought I was going to the grave. I mean, but God lift me up. So he said, I can tell you about the night weeping. I was there. But I also can tell you when God lift me up, Sister Boone, about the morning. See, a lot of people want to major with the weeping in the night. Huh? But if the Bible just said everything about weeping at night just kept going on and on and on and on. But he came back and said, I'm going to hit you with the bad stuff first. But I want to let you know all of that lost in that night hour. Right now, you may be going through your night hour. But I want you to know, keep watch for the morning. Because in the morning, joy gonna come. Brother Newberry, I know you weeping right now, your heart is broken, and you're true. I know that.
But God got a word for you. That may be your time at night. But it say, look for it. Wait on it. But joy of the Lord, which is your strength, gonna come in the morning. Now look at this. You know, a lot of times we pray to get rich, get a lot of stuff. Some of us saints, you don't need to get rich. You don't know how to handle all that money. And if you're playing the lottery, stop. Run you crazy. Wait a minute now, you was in the church all the time when they were broke. Passed out, you see them on TV? They gonna tell me. You see them on the internet? I don't have to be on there. They come back to me. No, I'm not on none of that, but I get it. Man, they don't, they won the lottery, it was 20 million. Oh, that's why they used to be in church every Sunday. I ain't seen them. They love the Lord. So you didn't have to call on praise. They were up dancing, you didn't have to call on it. I like to be real, and I'm always be who God has made me to be. So say, Brother Steve. Yeah. Because think about it, everybody know it. I was sitting here like, why do people do that? I don't get it. Okay. Let's be truthful in the house of God. Let's get back here now. Okay. Now we see an individual remembrance. We see the public reminder, reminding us that we need to praise the Lord. If you're a saint, you need to give him glory. Now we're going to look at his reflection here on. He said, now in my prosperity, there's a time I had plenty. I said, watch this, that I get you in trouble a lot of times because that's the middle letter in sin. Now in prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. Let me tell you something. That is an indication that my wealth, my prosperity is what keeps me together, what protects me, that I'm not moving. I can stand. I am solid because I got some money. You follow what I'm saying? He said it was a time everything I touch turned to gold. I won't broke no more. Huh? You see, Danny, a lot of people think that way. Well, because let me tell you why a lot of people think that way too when it comes to the house of God and the things of God. Because some people think people use the things of God or Christianity as a crutch. See, you are broke people. And we know that ain't true. Alright? But now, in my prosperity, ain't nothing gonna move me. When I didn't have no money, no fame or fortune, everything moved me. Because I was trying to get a job, trying to get this, but now that I got it, anything come to move me, I can destroy it with my prosperity. Anything want to get in my way, I can ignore it or pay somebody to handle that for me. In my prosperity, I have bodyguards to protect me. I shall not be moved. But not realizing that's a false sense of security. The only thing to keep you from being moved is Jesus Christ. Is our God. The one with all power is God. See, Satan don't have almighty power, y'all. He has that kind of power that has been allotted to him.
He only can go as far as God allow him to go. And when God say you can go to this line, but you can't cross, guess what? We cross some line, but Satan ain't gonna cross that line. No, sir. He gonna go as far. You saw that with Job. No. But let's look at what he said. What you talking about here? I shall never be moved, Lord. By your favor, you have made my mountain, good God Almighty, to stand strong. Watch this now. Now I need to realize if I had any prosperity, it was because of God. If I had any stability, it was because of God. If I was strong in the area, it was because of God. Watch this now. You hid your face, and I was in trouble. Let me tell you something. The only time you are in trouble when God hides his face from you. In a sense, he's not answering your prayer or whatever like that. Sometimes it seems that we know God is omnipresent. He's there. We know if you're a saint, he'll never leave you nor forsake you. But just sometimes it seems like he pulls back. Am I right about it? I know I'm right about it. And sometimes he'll do that because a lot of times there are lessons for us to learn. And I'm going to tell you something. When you are a child of God and you know that you are born again and prosperity begin to cloud your judgment, your time with God, and you just so much into your prosperity, you forget who prospered you. We definitely do that. We have to give to God. We don't give to God. And you follow what I'm saying? And don't ask me about no money. Come on. Where'd your prosperity come from? Now, he gave it to me and told me don't give nothing back to him. He don't even want me to give a tenth. I ain't under no law. Don't y'all get quiet on me. I'm on my barrette when they get ready to stone me. I want you right in front of this glass podium. God has brought me from a mighty long way. And you know what? Sometimes I just say, Lord, you're so good to me. I mean, even what I'm going through, you're still good to me. And I just ask you to keep me strong. Because if you keep me strong, God, I won't let you down. But if you turn your face from me, I'll let you know. You got to be right on top of me, God. And I realize that I'm not going to be tricked with prosperity. I'm not going to be tricked because one day my mountain stands strong and then the next day my mountain is destroyed. You hid your face and I was troubled. But I cried out to you. See, he didn't cry out, Steve, to his prosperity. When he got trouble, in the days of his prosperity, he cried out to God. He said, and this is what I said, oh, Lord, and to the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it declare your truth? He said, God, don't let me die because if I'm living, God, I can praise you. I can tell your story. I can invite the saints to join in with me. Those who know you in a personal way, I can ask you whether you do it or not to join in with me because I want to praise him. All right? And then we're going down to the last One is his pledge to praise God. He says, "Hear, O Lord, and have mercy on me. Lord, be my helper." Let's say that together. Lord, have mercy on me. Be my helper. You have turned from me my moaning into dancing. I like these phrases. You know, when I'm hurting, I may be moaning and troubled, and I'm in my night season. But in my night season, I can't dance. I can't shout. I don't feel like it. I feel so broken. I don't feel that I'm healed. But in the morning, you turn me around, and now I can shout. I can praise you. You have put off my sackcloth. That's the dress when you're going to pray and prostrate out before the Lord and in humility. Huh? And clothe me with gladness. When the last time you've been clothed with some gladness? I ask that because you look so sad. You look so broken. You follow what I'm saying? And some of you don't have no reason for that. You just want to look like that. Your mourning is here. See, it's something about gladness. You can be glad. You're glad about anything.
Well, y'all laugh. Finish the course, Rick. To the end that my glory, see, you clothed me with gladness and all of these things. You got me dancing. You know, David didn't mind dancing for the Lord. He says, to the end that my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent. God put me in a position. God got a hold of my emotions because of my mountain that has been moved, Father God. Because I begin to depend on my prosperity, and I found myself in this position, and God, I became silent. But now, when I cried out, and you blessed me, Father God, to the end that my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you. Forever and ever. Amen. God is a good God.